in long distance of traveling, they had those muskoks they made. And if it got dark, well, then they'd stay in their muskoks overnight. And they had fire right outside of the place. And it was built with moss, and they picked up this old old limbs that was dropped from the trees and used them for building the muskoks. Mm-hmm. And they used branches and moss. They put branches around it after they put the muskok together with the old limbs and stuff. And then they put branches on, and then after that moss. And they put branches, small branches, real soft branches around, and then they put moss on top.
The spruce branches?
Yeah, the spruce trees branches. Mm. And they looked for the young trees, and they took a certain place where exactly it would be comfortable, and same time where they could have an area where they cannot see around the places. And they even stayed in those muskoks sometimes for 2-3 days just watching and hunting from the same area. And if they were going long distance. And same time they were delivering messages from the village to the other village, what their relatives, uncles and aunts, or their grandparents were saying to them, wanted them to say to those their relatives. So they were just like messengers. They traveled long ways just to get them things and whatever they were sent from their families was taken to them by the people that traveled through the woods. Mm-hmm.